Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Kuska is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Fusion Factor, former long-term member of the Gillette organization, helped them run their HR department over there for a number of years, and he's here to talk to us about getting ourselves a little better organized. Bob Kuska, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad you invited me and didn't put it off this week.
Well, we actually did put it off. You were supposed to be here a few days ago, and we decided to put it off a little bit. You reminded us that that March is National Procrastination Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's my question. How did anybody ever get around to scheduling that, you know?
Well, it was supposed to be February, but they put it off.
Oh, is that okay? That makes sense. Good catch there. You know, procrastination is, don't you think everybody is guilty of some procrastination, just some more than others?
Oh, we all do it, Jim. I've been training people on how to be organized for 20 years. So I will, you know, kind of say to you, I don't think I procrastinate very much, but I sometimes do. There's sometimes we procrastinate for a variety of reasons. You know, we're afraid to start a project. We're, you know, we don't know where to start. It looks too big. And so we put things off.
You know, one of the things that I found, after spending a lot of time on this earth, is that sometimes what I initially think is procrastination is maybe just a little bit of wisdom. I'm not trying to justify not finishing a project, but I mean, sometimes things just need to incubate a little longer than maybe my wife thinks they should.
Well, we do need time to think things through. In fact, one of the things that we don't do enough of, and here's something I'd like all your small business owners to think about: we don't give enough time to planning.
Yep.
We're always doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to step back and say, you talk about incubating, but step back and say, I want to think about that. But you got to allocate time. You can't say, oh, I'm just going to think when I'm driving to work in the morning or driving home at night. That doesn't get you to where you need to be.
Isn't it important to differentiate between thinking about things and being lazy? I mean, if you're procrastinating because you're lazy, you just don't want to do it. That's something you need to work on. But as I say, I have projects that I want to do, but my heart's not in it, or I don't quite feel right about going forward with it, or whatever. And what I've learned is that sometimes I should listen to that, because sometimes things aren't quite ready to be, you know, the cake's not ready to be taken out of the oven, so to speak. But I have to differentiate between, okay, is it like that, or am I just being lazy? What do you think?
Well, I find it's a small percentage of people that are lazy. There are some people out there that just don't do it because they are lazy. Most of us don't do things because other things get in the way. And think about this, Jim. Well, I'll give you just one example. Email has only been around since the early 90s.
Right.
And yet it consumes most of our time. So what were we doing before email?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what happens, and if I just use email as an example. People open up their computer, they turn on their email in the morning, and then they spend all their time doing email.
Yep.
And it's a low-value activity many times.
Right.
So then they put it off, and you know, they leave all that stuff in their inbox, and they look at it, and they get anxious and say, oh, I just don't want to go back and do that.
Right. What do you do? How do you solve that?
Well, the first thing you have to recognize, you know, if I can give you all kinds of tips, and I'll give your listeners a few tips before we end this thing, but the first thing you have to recognize, it's about your behavior, okay? And there's only two ways that you can change behavior. One is when it's a crisis, when your boss says, if you keep doing that, I'm going to fire you, Well, your doctor says if you don't lose 50 pounds, you're going to have a heart attack.
Or your wife says I'm going to turn the oven off until you fix the door or whatever.
Yeah, that's a crisis, huh? And the other is controlled. You say I want to change some behavior because it's getting in the way. So you're the small business owner, and you find out you're spending too much time on one activity and it's low value. So let's say it's email. Well, here's what you need to do. Anytime, most of what we're doing today is information-based. And anytime you touch a piece of data, I want you to think about the five Ds. You've got to do five Ds, Jim. The first D is you've got to make a decision. So when you open up that email, you just don't open up and look at it and close it. That's not a decision. If you can do something on it right now, I can reply to Jim Blasingame about being on a show. I send off an email and it's done. So the second D is just do it.
Yep.
The third D is, gee, I don't have time to reply to Jim right now, so I'm going to designate it. I'm going to put it in my calendar for tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and I'll send him a note then. The fourth D is I'm going to delegate it if you get someone else who can do it for you. And then lastly, what's the fifth D, Jim? You got to know the fifth D, right?
I don't know.
The big D is delete it.
Delete.
Or dump it. People leave information hanging around. So they go to their inbox and they scroll down, and there's all these email messages.
Right.
And that goes the same for, you know, voicemail or paper mail or any type of information. You got to do something with it when you touch it.
All right, let's go with those five again. Decide, delegate. Say them again.
Jim, you're doing just what everybody in my class does when I teach this. Okay? I'm gonna give the five, and I want your listeners, I'm going to count the five after I give them, and I want your listeners to repeat them in their mind.
All right.
Decide, do it, delegate it, designate it, and delete it. One, two, three, four, five.
I got you. No, I like that. That's very helpful. Well, and I think you're right, and you can definitely set this, just develop systems around this. One of the things I try to do to make sure I don't forget something is I put it in my way. Make sure I don't, you know, if there's something that really needs to be done, I try to make sure it gets in my way so that I can't forget about it.
There you go. You've developed a technique that works for you, Jim.
Yeah. So. So, folks, here those are five great tips there. Bob Kuska says decide to do it, delete it, and designate it, and what's the other one? Delegate it.
Delegate it,
yeah. So check those out. Hey, Bob, give us your website, please.
It's www.thefusionfactor.com.
Thefusionfactor.com. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bob Kuska after these messages. A lot more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.